Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen, gods and goddesses? Today we have a episode of Cyber Shots. We got the professor. Yo, professor, what the hell is up, man?
Well, I've been around the world, and I apparently did find my baby. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Oh, the demonic holiday.
Yeah. Smooches to all the lovely single ladies out there.
Yeah, man. So, professor, man, it's been a minute, bro.
Yeah, about 6 months, 2 days, and 18 hours.
And shout out to the professor for stopping by, man. He bought his headphones.
Yes.
And his microphone, which he's not even using. He has
So basically like stroking it.
Well,
get ready for Valentine's Day.
Here we go, y'all. Here we go with the shenanigans already. Professor in the building, and you know how we roll.
Oh, I'm gonna get that white girl over there that's laughing.
Well, sometimes you gotta get a white girl that's laughing, dog. I don't know what to tell you.
And the mulatto.
Well, damn, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The professor is back in the building.
Yes.
Now, professor, what the hell have you been up to, man?
Oh, let's see. I've been home studying and maybe watching, in honor of Valentine's Day, maybe watching some good old porn.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, the professor is kicking around as usual, ladies and gentlemen, and not using his mic, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my mic's not plugged in.
What do you mean it's not plugged in? What the fuck?
It's not. So, this is terrible. But, yeah, man, just, you know, honestly, I'm studying for the Tennessee State Bar exam, and I have to take it actually next Monday.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm flying out to Tennessee Friday night.
Now, I remember in one of our previous episodes, you said that Tennessee is in Kentucky, if I'm not correct. Yeah.
That was me talking to a Jamaican drunk.
Yeah, okay.
Talking to some drunk Jamaican.
Yeah. Clean it up how you want to. The professor was arguing me up and down when he went to the library. He told this guy he was from Tennessee, Kentucky.
Nashville, Kentucky.
Yeah, Nashville, Kentucky. Yeah.
I'm Canadian. What can I expect?
Hey, man.
What do you expect?
It's all good, bro. It is all good. You know what I mean?
Dude, you know what? Something I was thinking about. I was telling a slingshot the other day, and it made me feel how old I am. You know, this year would make 40 years that Princess Di got married.
Really?
Yeah. Well, actually, we were talking about that. I don't know how the hell we just got on the subject of Princess Diana.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, it's been 40 years.
Damn, dude, really?
Yeah. No, I remember. Friday, I told you my daughter is basically a chip off the old block.
No doubt.
And we were talking about a certain band I love.
Right.
That my daughter's starting to love now. And it was 40 years ago since A Modern Day Warrior, that album just got dropped 40 years ago Friday. And me and her were talking, and I was like, I remember Princess Diana. I said I can't believe it's been 40 years. And I was like, you know, this year makes, because I was living in London then, and I cannot believe,
even London grows.
I cannot believe that this year will make 40 years that wedding happened. And you know, I often think, like, okay, if I go back 30 years, 40 years from 40 years ago, 30 years ago, seemed like a hell of a long time, doesn't it?
How many years?
Like, say, like, all right, let's go back to 1990.
1990?
Yeah. Now, say, like, you knew somebody's talked about something 40 years ago. Didn't it seem ancient?
Well, I'm in my 50s, so no.
Oh, okay. But I'm just trying. I guess
I'm just fucking being, with you, man, like I always do. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Oh, I guess it went over the balding head.
Who's balding head?
Mine.
Oh, I still got her, nigga.
You got her?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, let me. I need to go find me an Indian. Go get me. Asian Indian to go give me some her. Oh my God. Let me not talk about hair. That oldest.
Next Sunday, my birthday. What are you gonna get me? I need you to take me to get my nails done. You gotta pay $2,000 to get my hair done.
What? She's how old is she now?
She's gonna be 13.
Oh my goodness, man.
And now I'm like, okay.
Just give me your gimmick on.
You know, not might as well segue into that. You know, like my oldest daughter and my youngest daughter. My oldest daughter, when she was 8, mm-hmm. she had hair down to her fucking ass, man.
Wow.
When she was 8 years old. And I saw a picture of her 2 years ago mm-hmm. on Instagram with a fucking weave in.
Really?
Dude, I was furious, man. I was like, block. Dad, did you block me? Hell yeah. T, take that fucking weave out your head.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, anyway.
You know my oldest. She has beautiful hair.
Exactly.
And she wants to put that crap. I could get Haji's sister to fucking... give some hair.
Right, okay. No. I was listening to DeVille DI, right? Mm-hmm. And I forgot the dude's name, but anyway, he was ex-drug dealer, all this, all that. And he ended up, you know, getting his life together. And he's actually from India.
What? Oh, okay. I do know.
And professor, be nice, professor. And he's into the hair game now, right? And like I was always wondering, fortunately, DeVille asked this question. He was like, where does all that hair come from? He was like, man, there's a ceremony in India, right? And hundreds of thousands of people, it's like a ritual. They cut their hair and give it to them. And he was like, let me tell you something, man. White women, black women, Asian women wear fucking weaves.
Oh, yes. And white women, black women all wear the weaves. When they go out with the professor, they are a few of my favorite things. Yes. Oh, that's how that makes them sound, too.
The professor in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, and I'm sure them white women are over there getting raped, too.
What the hell?
They do a lot of raping in India.
Really?
Yeah.
You know who else does a lot of raping?
Mexicans?
No, Trump. This is from the nature side of cyber shots. Otters.
Otters rape.
Otters?
They rape white women?
Nope. Oh my god. Just <No. laughs> What otters do, you know, the cute little adorable otters that float on
they're
their
mean
back.
As shit too.
Yeah. They what they do is they go get baby seals, drown them, and rape them.
So the necrophiliacs.
Yeah, my back itch too, but yeah. So
otters, you're telling me they go...
Wait a minute, that's someone who has sex with dead people, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Come on, man. Don't try me, professor, man, because you think Nashville is in Kentucky. You got me fucked up.
I was trying to tell this guy where to get the chicken.
What? The chicken? Where to get what chicken, bro?
You know, that gold dog.
Go. Oh man, but dude, it is so fucking awesome to do a show with you.
Likewise, man. I am so happy. This is the first time that my voice has been on the airwaves. I was gonna say bequeathed the airwaves.
Oh, okay.
And bestowed the airwaves rather.
Spell both of them.
Bequeath BEQ EUT, I believe. Bestow BESTOW.
And that's why we call him the fucking professor.
Yes.
Me with my dyslexia. By the way, people that have dyslexia are geniuses. I'd have been like, really? Bequeath, BQEF, bitch. And what's the other word?
Bestow.
BSTOE, the bestow, bitch. Yeah. Ebonics. Google it.
Those are my two godchildren.
Let's go to the bestow and bequeath some weed, motherfucker.
Yeah. Size some bitches too. Yeah. And I ain't gonna pay that child support either. Mm. Oh, speaking of child support.
Well, I know. I've never had that, fortunately.
I'll tell you this. This part I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yes. The dream sequence. Right. No black man has to pay child support in their kids' lives.
Well, you know, to be open and honest with you, I come from a two-parent household, mm-hmm. and with my stepdad, after my parents got divorced, I was fortunate enough to have two dads, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I can't really speak on that, bro, to be honest with you.
Well, I had two dads, too, and I was like that little white girl in that show, My Two Dads. I had one Jewish one and one black. Both say you can count on me.
Oh my.
Meanwhile, one has me eating catfish and one other one has me eating gevilte fish.
So now if you put those together, would it be
a gevilte cat?
See? Yeah. That's very good, Professor. Very good. So man, it's been a long time, man, since you know we did this damn thing, man. I'm just stoked that you're fucking here, man.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it don't have no interruptions, you know, from either four-legged creatures or aliens.
Yeah.
You know, it's peaceful.
Yeah.
It's peaceful.
Which is pretty good, man. Believe it or not, my mic is picking you up from way over there.
Yeah, I know, and I can hear myself quite lovely over here.
That's what's
up. Have something, I'm looking at it, and I'm wondering if...
Porn?
Well, yeah, let me get that mic. But this little television here, does that work?
Yes, it does.
Oh, because I would love to use that as a gag at my house.
I mean, you would have to hook the cable up to it, or...
Oh, cable? Who has cable nowadays?
You know, guess where I found it at? Mm. Come on, man.
Oh, working.
Yeah, on the route. It was in a box, and it was brand new.
Oh, wow.
Sitting on top of the garbage can, and I was like, yo... Fuck that reminds me,
you know, I forgot to tip my guy, and I've been hiding from
you ever since. But see, the thing about it is, Professor, by you being a former garbage man, not a sanitation engineer, because we both know the difference.
Yeah, speaking of this.
Okay.
All right. I don't mean to. Go ahead. Finish, make your point, and then I will make mine.
So anyway, I found this. I took it home, had the battery pack, I plugged it in and everything, man. It was, you know, some nostalgia popping up there.
Hey, can I get a round of applause for the two guys that found the girl? The two
dude, I just did that. That was my last episode.
Really?
Oh well, two episodes ago.
Well,
see, my co-host doesn't listen to me.
Your co-host, yes, because I'm out trying to buck them Broncos.
But yeah. No, seriously, go into that, man.
Dude, you know what? That. I could have saw me and you. Hey, I could have saw us doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was even doing the skit in my head.
Dude, we would have beat the shit out of that dude, though.
Yeah.
You already know that.
Yeah. And would have took his wallet.
Yeah, okay.
You got any Coke or a beer?
We would have scrapped his car and every damn thing. You guys fucked up.
I saw.
Hey, we got a Nissan, dog. Give us a stack.
Yeah. Come on.
Come get this Nissan, Felipe.
Yeah. I'll be there, Mike.
10 minutes, Mike. Hey. Nissan, what year, Mike?
Hey, let me just book it up. Let me just button up my collar, Mike.
Motherfucking Felipe with allegedly. What's his name? Sanchez? Felipe? I don't know, some shit.
Santiago.
Yeah, Santiago. Felipe Sanchez would have scrapped that shit, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got the hookup, man. Hey, like I said, on that episode, those guys were really nice. They had a heart of gold, man.
Yeah, exactly. At least their mouth wasn't full of it.
You know what I'm saying? Because we would have, dude, the professor in Cyber Shots would have, hey.
Yeah. We would have been out there like Cagney and Lacey.
Cagney and Lacey?
I don't know.
Come on, man. Starsky and Hutch with Snoop Dogg. Come on, man. Cagney and Lacey. What the fuck?
Hey, you know what? I've been into watching 80s TV shows. You know what I started this morning? Well, actually,
Let me guess. 80, what year? 80 what?
89. This particular show came out in 1989.
Okay, give me one more hint.
The guy is... He's still relevant now.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
He's still relevant now.
Yeah.
1981.
He was 89, and he was a kid then.
Any vehicles involved?
A car I would love to have now. A Volvo station wagon that I saw. And I wanted this car when I was like 15 years old watching this show.
Quincy?
No.
Chico and the Man.
No.
That's 79.
Yeah, that's more like 75.
Okay, fuck you, man. I'm trying to fuck. Okay,
I get one more guess. Diapers.
Okay. Is it a solo show? He's by himself?
Well, a solo show is something I have when I'm locked up in the laboratory.
Yeah.
No, it is a cast of characters.
A cast of characters.
Well, one character, he's pretty, this person here. The other people that are in the show, I think like two other people that are in the show were in other things, but they weren't as big as like this show, and they're not as big as this guy in this show. And he's ever since he's done the show, he's always been relevant.
Oh, I have no idea, bro.
Doogie Howser, MD.
Doogie? He had a fucking Volvo?
He had a freaking like 1984 station wagon Volvo. With the, I love those.
With the windshield wiper in the back.
Yes. With, yes. With the seats, with the like the weird looking seat.
Yeah.
Thingy, like, you know, I discovered that show on, you know, one of these streaming things that don't pay for advertising. I discovered that show last night, and I was like, you know what? Oh my God, I gotta start watching this again. And I forgot how much I love this show.
So you discovered it last night, right?
Yeah, I used to watch it when I was a kid.
So it was a pop up during your porn?
It was during the break, you know.
Oh, hold on. I'll be right back.
I did tell you Slingshot's been sleeping on the couch. So.
Oh, boy. Wait a minute. Hold on. Usually the man sleeps on the couch, but not at the professor's estate.
Oh, no. I'm the woman and she's the man.
No. Okay.
Yeah. I would like to live in a world where I am the man and she's the woman. And you know, maybe her not spend so much of my money. And maybe not have her conspire behind my back. Yes, I would love peaceful. That's why I'm bloody looking forward to going to Pittsburgh, Tennessee this week.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, isn't that next to Nashville, Kentucky?
This next, as far as I'm it might be next to Nashville Gold.
And that's actually close to Minnesota, North Carolina.
Yes.
Which is next to Mayberry.
Yes, Canada. I'm so, you know what? I miss my homeland so bad. I haven't been able to go there because everything that's going on.
Yeah. You know what? Now, you being a former sanitation, no, I'm sorry. I almost called you a sanitation engineer. Don't get mad, dog.
Yes.
Please don't get mad at me.
No.
Now, usually the snowbirds come down to all these like resorts that we have empty, bro. I'm just blazing through them. Some shit that would take us fucking 3 hours, 15 minutes. Bam, I'm gone. Smoking the black and mild.
I know, man. It's
lovely.
I don't see, I think I've seen one Canadian tag, and there's probably a guy that lives here because you can't cross the border.
Exactly.
You can't even fly.
Right.
Now, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, he banned all flights going to the Caribbean.
Man, I like those headphones, bro. What the fuck are they?
Grazie.
You don't even know.
Yeah. There's some German brand.
The German headphones, yeah. Fuck Beats by Dre, yeah. These are the Arnolds, yeah.
Yeah.
Zigging, yeah.
Well, supposedly it's supposed to make my muscles bigger than my dick.
Headphones make dick bigger. Wait, man, hold on, pause.
Dick smaller and muscles bigger. they're just shooting steroids right into my head.
Oh, shit, man. So this has been the return of the professor, ladies
and gentlemen. Yes, I'll have to come back and definitely come do this.
We're not gone yet. How much time you got?
Oh, about 10, 15 minutes.
We'll
she can't wait.
Man.
She was late to work anyway. She don't know what time she gets
off. Sunshine got to go to work?
Oh, no, she went to work an hour late. In bed, eating omelet. Oh, no, we get to work. And I'm like...
The old omelet eating I'm late for work trick, huh?
Yeah. Then she took off with my Corvette keys.
Oh shit.
Yeah. That's where I was looking for my keys.
But you found them because the bed is over here.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I heard you pull up with the fucking headphones on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, did I told you I lost the keys to the Harley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guess what? I had to wind up paying for a tow truck and pick up the bike and send it to a shop.
What?
Yeah, luckily the guy didn't charge me that much.
The fuck? You don't have a spare key?
As the professor puts up.
I think the goat. Yeah, the goat nammed it down.
Harley keys.
Yeah. Tastes like professor dick.
What the fuck is really going on with this shit over here, man? What the entire fuck, bro? Let me see if I can find this soundbite.
Professor Dick?
Excuse me.
Yeah, man. What the fuck?
I keep my keys in my pocket.
Mm.
And dude, and then I told you I bought an ATV.
Yeah, man. I haven't been in touch with you. You invited me to come over and ride it, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's ride
clean it up. Ride ATV. The ATV. Yeah. No, pause. What the fuck ever, man? this motherfucker, man.
So I caught the little one.
Excuse me.
I caught the little one. She was like, oh, me and my such and such want to go ride the ATV. I'm like, okay. One at a time, please. Because you guys have already bent up the rack. The luggage rack on the back.
Wow.
That's where
we got to put our beer and weed. I mean, beer and necessities at, bro.
So I took out all the seats on my boat, right?
I was just about to ask you about the boat. That's that telekinesis.
Yeah, I took out this was 2 weeks ago. I took out all the seats in the boat, right? Because I'm redoing everything.
Nice.
And I actually, I'm working on it myself.
YouTube University?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, how do you think I freaking put the alternator on my Corvette?
Yes, I know.
Everything I've done. Thank you, the tube.
The tube, man. Ladies and gentlemen. The graduate of YouTube University.
Yes, a year ago, I had no idea how to change an alternator. Now I'm graduating up and working on my boat. Right? So they're out. Immediately, they both take off on it. Mm-hmm. Right? So, all right. We're going to ride one by one. But they immediately took off on it together. Like, all right, I ain't gonna bitch. About an hour later, I hear the ATV going all the way around the neighborhood. Right?
Right.
And I'm working on the boat, and I hear the ATV coming around the corner, and then all of a sudden I see her and her friends. I'm being plural. Friends.
Plural? Not singular.
Yeah. Friends. Her and two other girls.
How many of us have them?
Yeah. Riding like they're the fucking Hair Bear bunch. Like running from Peavy, and when they saw me, the other one jumps off, and then like,
hey, Professor Chris, Professor Run, and Professor Chris. Professor, we're gonna get you, run.
Oh no,
Master Chris,
yeah, Masochist is over there. Oh, Chocolate Boo want to know about his money, dog.
Oh, shit. Chocolate Boo, man. What's up with Chocolate Boo?
The Saturn or whatever the hell he has is about to get repoed. I'm tired of paying the payment for him.
The Honda?
No, what's the one Elon Musk car?
Tesla?
Yeah, that one. Chocolate Boo, I promised him millions of dollars once, you know, he came and did this with us.
And I thought he was supposed to be sponsoring us, man.
We're supposed to get sponsors for him. And I had a sponsor for him, but they don't hear no Chocolate Boo.
I thought he was supposed to sponsor us, bro.
Oh. Well, I know that I hooked
him up. What kind of lawyer are you? Man? What the fuck?
Apparently one of the worst ones.
This motherfucker got... We're sponsoring him for the podcast? Oh, my goodness. Professor.
We had a sponsor.
I got to get you out of fucking
We had a sponsor.
You're no longer the CFO. I'm sorry, bro. We're sponsoring motherfuckers to do our show? No. It doesn't work that way.
We had a sponsor for him.
That isn't how any of this works.
We had the cockroach doctor for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You guys playing.
And Chocolate Boo, you know, he just wanted to come over. The cockroach doctor was going
to
pay.
Cockroach. Yeah.
The cockroach doctor was paying for him to come in, and you know, then we haven't done a show, and the cockroach doctor pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
The cockroach.
And, I'm sure he pulled out. His pull-out game is strong.
Yeah, you should see all his babies.
Mm-hmm.
that crazy German eyes.
Now, speaking of strange occurrences, have you been noticing that during this pandemic? Mm-hmm. A lot of women in Florida seem to have basketballs in their back pockets. Have you noticed that?
I haven't noticed anything because, you know what? I have been stuck in the house.
That's why.
Only go to Walmart. That's the only time I get...
You don't see no basketballs in the back pockets at Walmart?
I saw watermelons.
Okay, touche.
Oh, I saw a chick. Man, I put it this way. This, I know Indians are rapists. Trump got it wrong. He said they're Mexicans, the Indians. When I took Haji, I told you Haji quit his job, right?
Right.
And I told him he better not do that because, you know, he's illegal.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So we went, and he said, can you take me to go shopping? So, sure. So we went shopping, right? And he's looking at every chick. Woo! And look at these. Hey, buddy. And he's like talking loud. And at least in a whisper. Don't be fuck when the fucking guy's girl, when the girl's boyfriend is like 8 feet tall.
Oh my.
And you're like four nothing.
Oh my. Goodness.
You're like a Smurf and you got fucking like Gargamel. Well,
was he dressed like Gargamel?
No, he was actually trying to be dressed like Hefty Smurf.
Just like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That was, hey, is that white girl okay? I sound like a brother back there. So, yeah. And the guy's fucking talking, like, basically saying rapey type stuff.
Dude, man. I've never met Haji. The only reason, because, you know, he said he's a hell of a guitar player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
He's good. You know, if he thinks I'm God's gift to drumming.
And, so do I, bro.
Oh, thank you.
I compare, like I said, I compare any drummer that I see to you. Mm. That's some real shit. Mm.
Dude, you should see my set now.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's down to a 5-piece.
What?
Yeah. I had everything set up. I mean, everything. Both double bass.
Right.
Everything. Decided. You know, a lot of times there, my daughter will be out there with me.
Right.
While I'm working.
Easier for her to get to.
Yeah. And I decided to just condense everything down.
What about the electronic part? Is still on
I
it?
I threw it out.
What? You threw it out, bro? Yeah. You could have gave it to me, man.
It wasn't working right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so
I just, had it for like what? 20?
14 years I had that piece.
Excuse me. A little bit of, yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
So I, I decided to take it down. And now I got a hell of a lot more room in there.
Okay.
So, because I'm like, you know what? I decided to make some room in there. And now, you know, and this is for like when the little one comes in there and she works. You
right.
know, she wants to come in there and watch TV with me. And she can either sit on the floor or sit on the couch.
Now, she has her own drumsticks, right?
Yeah.
Now, for our drummers out there, what type of sticks are they?
She has Dick Firth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh? Actually, that's what I did was give her the Vic Firth marching drums,
right?
Sticks, so she can.
Those are heavy, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And she
even now I know there, that as a trumpet player.
And she sits there and she knows how to do her double stroke, her single stroke rolls.
Okay.
And she knows how, like, I can. She can do like. That's what she does now.
Yeah, man, you're good at that.
Yeah.
You're fucking. That's where she gets the shit from. You tried to teach it to me, but I was drunk and high, and I'm like, "Fuck like, you, professor! Like I don't play the drums."
Like my daughter, she says, "Dad, mama," you know. She's 21 months old, but
I'm 1,566 months old.
Oh, I gotta figure out how many. I
don't know. I'm just.
Oh, let's see,
professor.
480.
How many months old is the professor?
480. 480. I think I'm about 540 months old.
So that makes me like 600 months old.
No. yeah. 600 at maybe 612.
Okay, I'll take that.
612. Look it up.
I'm not looking shit up. I got the professor 612, here.
617.
617.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many is that in cyber years?
Oh,
21, baby, 21.
Oh, I was going to say 18.
Oh, 21, dude. Yeah.
So she's 21 months old. So what I've done now, I'm trying to develop her mind, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I asked her mom yesterday and I said, hey, say something to her in your language, you know. And I said, give mommy a kissy.
Okay.
All right. I'll say it.
And we'll be back right after these messages. Hey, yo, unfortunately, the professor had to leave to go pick up his lady, Slingshot Sunshine, who was just getting off of work, and she was blowing him up. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. My equipment was overheating due to the simple fact that I have been editing and promoting and making podcasts, doing videos, promotions, networking. So my equipment was overheating, so that's why you heard the fan in the background. But anyway, without no you, there would be no me. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. I love y'all, man. You know what I mean?
You're the only one.
Your love is true.
Your love is true.
You heard me? I mean, you're the only one for me.
You're the only one for. Your love is true.
And like I always like to say at this time,
and I am up out of this bitch.
You need to fire on all cylinders. You cannot have any weakness.